The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Echet Yebamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Bechol Ma'asei Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nachat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated by our dear friend, Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem yishmeru v'chayehu. May God give him beracha, blessing, hatzlacha, success, health and happiness. Peace of mind for him, his wife, his family, his children. And Be'ezat Hashem, may he enjoy prosperity and good things. Amen.
Today's daf is being studied by Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, terechenu b'gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Sadi Aleph Amud Bet, and we start three lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Asher Ulkala Lo Haishina. We are not, or we do not suspect or concern ourselves with a call, with rumors. What does this refer to? That she says, "Im nisit bebetin." If let's say a lady got married according to betin, there was one witness that said, "Met baalech," and now according to that, the betin allowed her to get married. Ve'ahar kach yatsa kol, and a rumor went out, "Shebaala hay," that her husband is still alive. Ulfanenu lo ba. But it didn't surface. It's just rumors. So the deen of the Gemara is that on a rumor we're not koshesh, which means they're able to stay. She's able to stay married. So Gemara says, "Hey kala, what type of rumor are we talking about? Ilema kala da matan nisuin. If you're talking to me that after they got married, which means one witness came and said met balech, and then the betin allowed her to get married, and then after they got married, the rumor came out and said the husband's still alive." Ha Amar Rav Asher Hadazimna. Rav Asher taught us this rule already one time. The Amar Rav Asher said, "Kol kala de batan nisuin lo hashina." He taught us that any rumor that's after the nisuin, we're not chashish to such a rumor. For example, let's say a kohen that married a lady, and after they got married, a rumor went out that she was a girusha or a zonah. We don't pay attention to those rumors. After they get married, it's over. Unless you have hard evidence. But just on a rumor, you don't make them divorce. Mm-hmm. So the same thing over here. If she got married, so now you have a rumor after they got married that the guy's dead. It means nothing. So the Gemara says, no. Ma'u dete ma'u il va'atay lebedina v'sharinan la kekala dekame nisu'in dame v'tetzar kamash ma'lan. Ho'il, since va'atay lebedina, they came to the bedin, and they allowed her to get married. She couldn't get married alone. She needed to get a special heter for Betin. So I would have thought that a call after Nisuin is like a call before Nisuin, because their whole marriage needed a heter for Betin. And therefore I would have thought that once a rumor comes out, we're going to tell them to separate. Kamash malan, no, even in such a case, when she got married, api betin, still, if it's only a rumor after nisuin, she's allowed to stay married. You only have to leave on the hard evidence. Again, I would have thought that since she's getting married on pi bedin, so I would say maybe a rumor after nisuin is there like a rumor before the nisuin, because the whole marriage, she got married with a heter. Kamash malan, no, on a rumor, she's able to stay married. And she's second line. Kevan da'atay lebetin v'sharinan na ho'il v'utzricha labo lebetin atira, since she had to come to the betin to get a heter. Alma v'haya v'misafkinaneh. Which is obviously you had a sefek that the guy was alive. If you had she had to get a hetir from betin, that was your concern that she was alive. Kodem nisuin. So it could be it's like considered when the call comes after nisuin, we consider it as if the call was already around before the nisuin, because already before the nisuin you had a sefek if the guy was alive or not. Kamash malan, we don't say that. Comes when I continues neset al pi betin tetsa. So what do we say in the Mishnah that that's such a she got married al pi edehad? Tetzeh, she has to leave her second husband. Tetzeh, mizeh, umizeh, actually. And she does not bring a korban. So we understood the reason why she's not bringing a korban, because since she followed betin, anytime somebody gets a heter from betin, a hora'ah, a ruling from betin, And they follow that instructions of the Beit Din, so they are exempt from a korban. So comes the Gemara and says, "Amar Ziri Leta Lematnitin." We do not follow our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not the halakha accepted. Midetani be midrasha. We have a brayta that was said over in the Beit Midrash of the Hakamim. Midetani be midrasha was said over in the Beit Midrash of the Hakamim. Horu Beit Din Shishaka Hama. Let's say it was Motzei Shabbat. Beit Din made a ruling that what? It's already Shekiah, sunset, you can go do work. And what happened? It'll be so of Zarha. And at the end, the sun came out, so Beit Din made a mistake. En zu hora'a ela ta'ut. That's not considered a halachic ruling. That's considered Beit Din making a mistake. There's a difference between a ruling or a mistake. If it's a ruling, so then you're right, let's say you'd be exempt from Korban Chatat. But if they just made a mistake, so mistake, the people that now did melacha based on that mistake are going to be obligated to bring a korban. That's she. Why is it a mistake? It's not considered a ruling where you're going to say that if Beit Din made a halachic ruling and the yachid followed it, they're going to be exempt from chatat. But let's say the majority of the people did it al piyim. Like the normal law that a Beit Din has to bring a par alim davar if the majority of the people followed a mistaken ruling of this. In this case over there, everybody has to bring a korban chatat. A kevis or a seir, why? She'en zer elim davar. This is not considered that, you know, the halakha became forgotten to them. Ela ta'ut. This is a mistake. Kesburim sheba ba'olam davar sheloba. They thought that something came into the world that didn't come yet. De'a lekule alma galya ashtad de ta'ut. To the whole world, it's evident when the sun comes out again, that Beit Din made a mistake. Ve'akana med de matnitin. So the same thing over here. In our Mishnah, ta'uti. Kesburim shemet. They thought that the husband died. That's why Beit Din said, go get married. Vine baba'ala. You see the guy, he showed up again. Ve'akol ru'im ela ed samuch. Which means they relied on the witness. And the witness wasn't reliable. Right? The witness came along and said, mit ba'alech. But they said, you know what? Now we're going to take the witness's opinion. Go get married. What? The guy surfaces. So you see what? Beit Din made a mistake. So he says, al mishnah. It's not a hora'at Beit Din. It's a ta'ut Beit Din. It's more similar to the case where they made a mistake on Shikiyat Haman Motzei Shabbat. In that case of ta'ut Beit Din, you bring a korban hatat. So that's the contention that Ze'idi is saying. Comes Gemara and says, Rav Nachman Amar, hora'ahi. Rav Nachman says, no, you're looking at the case of HaMishnah wrong. It's a ruling. Hora'ah means, it's not standard, just accepted the witness. Hora'ah means they used halachic rulings to say what they said. Why? Amar Rav Nachman Teda. I'll prove it here. Debehora'ai. That it's a hora'a. Debechol haTorah kula edehad lo meheman. In the whole Torah, we know we don't accept the testimony of one witness. Ve'acha meheman. My ta'ama lav mishum dora'ai. Which means, because must be that we're using halachic principles. What's the halachic principles, for example, that we're using? They were saying that Isha Daikau Min Seba, that since we know already that the lady is not going to get married without being careful, in conjunction with the one witness that says he died, so we're going to make a halachic ruling based on that logic, that what, she is going to be mutar. So it's a hora'ah, that she... It's not solely on the witness. It's on their ruling. Because we know it's not just a witness, because normally a witness is not believed. They believed him for some reason. She gives an example. For example, let's say their beti gave a heter on certain chelev. That from the keva, from the stomach of the animal, and they came along and said, it's mutar. De'ailem minayu. Which means to them, halachically, they use certain halachic thing principles that they have. The smoke, adatayu. And therefore, they relied on their reasoning, and that's what I meant to the chedim. The akhiram is so 12 years. Adatayu de samuch. They're relying on their reasoning. What? Ta'amni kol isha adaykao min seba. Because they say, listen, every lady is going to be careful before she gets married to make sure that the husband's dead. V'nimsad de ta'uba ro'atan. They made a mistake in their logic. Why? Dalo daika v'insiva. Because this lady over here obviously wasn't daik. So your whole halachic logic is flawed. But it's a hora'ah. And therefore, since it's a hora'ah, there's no korban. That's of Nachman's ra'ayah.
What was the halachic logic over here?
So listen, normally the chaz not neeman, but since we say a lady's daikal min seba, she's careful and she's precise before she gets married, so therefore she'll investigate it. Therefore, we can be yemekid. Obviously, that halachic logic they were relying on, that hora'a, I will call it, is a mistake. It's a mistake in hora'a. Why? Because when the guy shows up, I mean, obviously that sevanav daikam and seba didn't apply. So therefore, you see what's hora'a. That's what the Mishnah is correct when it says there's no korban. Comes in with amar ava teda de ta'utu. On the contrary, I'll prove to you that it's a mistake. It's not halachic. It's a time they made a mistake, which means they're relying on a witness that fooled them. Why? The ilu, Gemara's going to give an example to make its point. The ilu horu betin, beheleb ubedam letera. Let's take an example. It's hypothetical. Let's say betin made a ruling on a certain piece of heleb or blood, and they said it's mutar. They gave, let's say, a weak reasoning and why they thought it's mutar, but they said it's mutar. Let's say, right? Vehadar, and then hazet tamal isura. Then they found solid reasoning. They said, you know what? We made a mistake. We changed our mind. This halav over here is going to be asur. Ki hadre ve'amri le'etera. Now let's say they change their mind again and say, you know what? We're going to go back to our weak reasoning that we had initially. Of course you're not going to pay attention to them. Once you have solid reasoning, you don't go back to the old reason. Because obviously the old reason was negated. Once you got the new solid reason, the old reason's out the window. You can't go back to that old reasoning. Similarly here, the ilu hecha, or actually it's not similarly here. Hecha de ata edehad. Let's say when one witness comes to the betin, right? So what do we say? Sharina. We tell you know what? You can get married. Atu tre, but if two guys come afterwards and says lomet, what would we do? Asarna. We say that she is Asura, ki hadar ata ed aharina. But when a third witness comes now, a one witness guy, and says she died, he died now. I mean, when it happens again, sharina la. We say again she's permissible from this point on, which means one witness came along and said mit balich. Do we believe the guy? We believe the guy. We go get married. Two witnesses at that point come along and say lo mit. At that point, what do we tell her? Get out. And then another one witness comes along and says, Met Balich now. So he's not really contradicting the two witnesses that came before, because he's saying it's now. What are we going to say? Go back. Now, my tama lav mishum de ta'utu. Must be because of a ta'ut, which means like this. Must be the pshat, the way it's working is like this. The first guy, he fooled them, the first witness. So therefore, since they got fooled by the first witness, there's no problem for us to believe that second one witness. Because I'll say the first guy fooled them, and no problem. But if you're going to say it's a hora'ah, you'll never believe this, the second one witness. Why? Because hora'ah means like this. Betin saying, when one witness has come, we're likely going to get married because of daika minseba. Once already that's blown out of the water, when the two witnesses come along and say he's alive, so your whole hora'ah is a mistaken hora'ah. So therefore I should never believe one witness anymore. How can I believe now when another witness comes along, I'll say, oh, you can get married. Daikam and Seba. Already we blew that logic out of the water. When the other two witnesses came, it showed that hora'ah is a wrong hora'ah. It's a faulty thinking. Ella, but from the fact, you see, you do believe that second one witness, Ella must be working with, it's just a mistake. Which means the first witness fooled them. Okay, so you got fooled once. Doesn't mean you're going to get fooled every single time. So therefore, he wants to prove that what? It's working mita'am hora'ah. It's working mitam ta'ut. And then, of course, that's why you would believe the second one witness that comes. Hey man, the first guy fooled you, the second guy fooled you. But again, if it's working with sivara, hey, you work with sivara. One witness comes to say, oh, you know what the logic is? We're going to give a hora'ah, daika min siba. Once two witnesses come along and say the guy's alive, your whole thought process obviously is wrong. Because the lady's not daika min siba. You have two witnesses that come along. Now you're going to start all over again with that same mistake? One witness comes again, mit balich. Oh, daika mitzvah. It's too late already. We brought solid proof that there's no daika mitzvah. Ela must be accepting the second one witness because we say what? The first witness fooled you. Doesn't mean the second witness is going to fool you. You can accept them. So therefore, it's a ta'ud. Comes again. So we have a machloke. Just remember the machloke is the case of the Mishnah. When the Beti makes a ruling, is it din hora'ah? And therefore, there would be no korban. Or it's din ta'ud. Therefore, there would be a korban. So comes again and says, Ve'af Rabbi Eliezer sabar de ta'uti. Who? Rabbi Eliezer also holds it is indeed a ta'ut. Look at it as ta'ut petin. Netanya Rabbi Eliezer made Yikov ad-din etahar ve'tabi hatat shemena. His language is like this. Yikov ad-din etahar. Literally, Yikov ad-din etahar is let the deen, let the law bore a hole through the mountain. Which means when you bore a hole through the mountain, Yikov ad-din etahar, you get to all the way to the crux. You get to the core, to the center of it. Yikov ad-din etahar, which means he's saying like this: analyze the reason over here. Analyze what happened over here. Ultimately, Beit Din made a mistake over here, which means it's a ta'ut. Why? Because just think about it. The witness came along and said met ba'alech. They relied on that witness of met ba'alech, and ultimately, what happened? The guy wasn't dead, so it was a taunt. They made a mistake. It's similar to the case of the sunset case when they came along and said, you know, the sunset came. Everybody sees that they made a mistake. So therefore, it's not working with the hurah. It's working with taunt, and therefore, she should bring a hatat shemina. She has to bring a fat korban hatat. He says. So the Gemara says. Now the Gemara is going to prove the logic here. I amar b'shtamad the taunt. If you say that he's learning Rabbi the Ezra that it's a taunt. Mishum achi matya korban. That's what she means in korban. Very logic, simple logic. You have to say that it's a ta'ud. Ela iyamat dehora'ahi amai matya korban. But if it's a hora'ah, why would he say bring a korban? You don't bring a korban for a mistaken hora'ah. So who told you? V'dilma kasabar abidi ezer yachid sha'asab hora'at bedin hayav. Maybe he holds of the opinion that says that a yachid that followed hora'at bedin is hayav. So maybe that's what he's saying. Maybe it is a hora'ah and he's of the opinion that says on hora'ah, you bring. It gives us a can be. Imken mayikov adin etahar. So what do you have to say, the terminology, Yikov ad-din etahar, which means, Yikov ad-din etahar means like this, penetrate the law and go to the root of the problem. Now, imashwa what? That if you didn't penetrate the law, we would say, she wouldn't bring a korban. But only because you're penetrating the law, you're going to say you bring. But if you're saying that Yahid brings Urad Bedin, whether you penetrate the law, you don't penetrate the law, you bring. From the fact that Yikov ad-din, he gave that logic, it's mashma that Yikov ad-din, because only because it looks like a hora'ah superficially. But if you really look deep, it's really a ta'ut. Oh, ta'ut, that's why you bring a hatat shemina. But if you just tell me that a yahid always an hora'ah brings, you don't have to say Yikov ad-din ta'ar. Just say, yahid brings because it's hora'ah. And from the fact that you have to give me Yikov ad-din ta'ar, it's mashma only because you go and penetrate the reading, you'll see it's really because of a ta'ut. Mashma, if it wasn't a ta'ut, they would bring, which means, sorry, it wasn't told you wouldn't bring, which means, so that means, Yahid Chasab Hora'ah, no Mivi. Ah, so why are you Mivi over here? Because it's not a Hora'ah. It's a Ta'ut. Why? Because we're working with this one. You come and go to the deep root and you'll find that there really was a mistake. So that's the proof of the being there. As the Kamsa Gabran continues and says, Horua Betin Ninase. Okay, let's review. Beti told us she'd get married. Okay, good. Instead of getting married, she went, she committed Znut. She went with a man, let's say, biznut. Oh, so now he said over here, on this case over here, she's going to be hayav a korban. Which means, the logic of the Mishnah was, listen, Beit Din gave her a hetter to get married. They didn't give her a hetter now to go commit znut with the guy. So if on that case of the znut, she's going to be guilty. You can't say, oh, hora'at Beit Din. No, you don't have a hora'at on that. Your hora'at was on getting married. That the fact that you went now and committed this nud, you cannot say that that was from the betin. And therefore, she's going to, according to the Mishnah at least, the Mishnah she's going to be hayav a korban. Let's read the Gemara. The Gemara will explain. Comes the Gemara and says, "My kilkela." It says kilkela. She wounded herself. What do you mean she wounded herself? The Be'eri Aizer Omer Zinta. Zinta, she committed znut. She went with the guy, Shalom Hashem Kedushin. Rabbi Yohanan Amar, Almanah Lekohen Gadol Gerushah V'Halotzah Lekohen Idiot. So no, the case is talking about over there where, let's say she was Almanah, and after the Betin gave her the Heter, she went with a Kohen Gadol. Or a Gerushah that went with a Kohen Idiot. So the Gemara says, Man Damar Zinta, the opinion that says Zinta, that what, if she went with znut, she's going to be Hayav a Korban, called Sheken Almanah LeKohen Gadol. She's the case of Almanah LeKohen Gadol is much better because that's Asur intrinsically. You don't need a Beit Din. Even without Beit Din's ruling, Almanah was Asur to a Kohen Gadol. Mashenka, in this case over here, what did Beit Din rule over here? Beit Din ruled that she's a Pinuya. Right? Ruled that she is single. Okay? Oh, but in this case over here, single, they told him he can go get married on that. Oh, but we didn't tell you you're single to go now commit
Znut. Our ruling was look up there, go get married. But we didn't tell you, because if a lady commits znut when she's single, it's asur, but there's no korban. But here over here, I would tell you, no, for what you did when you committed the znut, it's considered you are married, and a married lady commits znut, so she's chayavah. She would have to bring a korban in this case over here. So therefore, the Gemara is coming along to say that if you hold znut, brings a korban, in the case of Almanat Kohen Gadol Girushal Kohen Ejod, because that case is asur without the Betin's rulings. That's tam asur. However, Mandamar Almanat Kohen Gadol, the one the opinion says no. The only one that has to bring a korban is Almanat Kohen Gadol. Aval zinta no. But if she committed znut, she doesn't have to. Why? My tama the amra, because she can go to Betin and say, listen, aturu the shavitin pinuya. Listen, you told me I'm a pinuya, right? So from a pinuya, so with the znut over, I'm not going to be hayav a korban. I'm using your ruling. Your ruling that called me a pinuya to get married, right? So you made me a pinuya. So from a pinuya, what I did with the znut over was based on your ruling that I'm a pinuya. And a pinuya goes with a panui without flishim znut. There's no korban. So according to that, only the kohen gadol, like woman almana, let's say in this case, let's say she was almana, she was a kohen gadol. That already, she can't go blame on betin. She can say you did. I mean, you did what? This was asur before we even came along in the ruling of the betin. And therefore, everybody agrees, Kohen Gadol, Talmana, or Gerushat, Kohen Ejod, that case, but that's just Hayav Korban. Because that's got nothing to do with the Betin. The only question is going to be Zinta. According to the first opinion, the Betin will come along and tell, listen, we gave you a ter, we called you Penuya to go get married. We didn't call you Penuya over here now to go kit the Znut. So for that, you don't have our ter. Therefore, you're going to be Hayav Korban. Because the second rabbi says, no. You call me a pinuya, right? You're allowed to get married. So I'm a pinuya. If I'm a pinuya, so the deen is a forgot pinuya, goes with makes dun. She's not hayevet the korban. So that's the two she taught. Tanik yoretet the Rabbi Yohanan. We have a bride that agreed to Rabbi Yohanan. Again, Rabbi Yohanan's opinion is that dafka almana tu kohen gadol. Horua beti din naseh. Let's say beti gave her a tet to go get married. Balka vikil kela. Kegon almana le kohen gadol gerusha alutza le kohen ejot. Hayevet. Bikorban. So right there you see what? Specifically in that case. Now, the Gemara is going to go to a side point now. She's Hayavet Korban. How many Korban does she have to bring? She goes, let's say when Amara goes with a Kohen Gadol, Al Kol Bi'ah U Bi'ah. The very be there. Is it every Bi'ah? Another Korban Khatat. Which is, even though let's say it's in one forgetting, this opinion holds for every Ma'aseh in one lapse, let's say, for every Bi'ah, Hayavet Korban. No, Korban Echad. Hachemi say no. In one lapse of forgetting in Isur, you bring one Korban for all the Bi'ot. Ala kol. Korban Echad ala kol. Umudim Hachemim Rabbi Azar, but Hachemim agreed to Rabbi Azar. She'in niset l'hamishah ben Adam, Hayavet Korban al kol Echad ve'Echad. Hu'il ve'gufim muhlakin. That the rabbis say, if let's say the Amana married five different Kohanim Gedolim, Shogeg, she'll be Hayav Korban, even if it's one Ha'olim. She's going to be Hayav Korban Chatat five times for each Bi'ah that she made with each separate coin, the first one. Which means he owes the deen of Gufin Mukhlakin. That what? That you look at separate bodies. Since this is a new Kohen Gadol, Hayav Korban Chatat for it. So the only machloket on that is, if it's the same Kohen, how can we say, every how many Bi'ah doesn't matter? Hayav one Korban Chatat. The only going to be Hayav separate ones if it was different Kohanim. Comes the next Mishnah. Aisha shalach ba'ala u'bena l'medinat hayam. Interesting case. Let's say the husband and her child, his child, went overseas. Now we get into Yibum situations. U'ba'u ve'amru la, witness came along and said, met ba'alech, your husband died first, ve'arkach met benech, and then your child died. Which means she was not subject to Yibum. Because her husband died first, she had a child. Then the child died. So therefore the rule is, if when the husband died, there's a child, she does not fall to Yibum. And that's what they told her. They said the husband died first, the child is still alive, and then he died. So what did she do? Vinisa. So she went to get married. She's allowed to get married. Then they said, oh, we made a mistake. It was the opposite. The child died first, then the husband. And therefore, really, she's subject to Yibum. But she got married to somebody else in the interim. Tetzeh v'avalad rishon v'acharon mamzer. So she has to leave this guy that she got married to, and the valad rishon, the first child, and the second child is going to be considered a mamzer. Why is the child going to be considered a Mamzer, the Gemara will explain what does Rishon Vaharon mean, first and second child, but Mamzer, as she says, could it be Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva says this Hibeh, from Hibeh Lavin, there's Mamzerim. This lady that got married to somebody else before Yivum, it's considered a Hibeh. Now, and therefore the children are going to become Mamzerim. Case number two of the Mishnah. They tell her, Mit Benich, Ve'adak Mit Balich. Okay, the opposite case. They say the son died first, and then your husband died, therefore she is subject to Yibum. So what did she do? Vinit Yabema. She went, she made Yibum with her brother-in-law. Then they told her the opposite. They said you weren't subject to Yibum, which means first your husband died and then the son died, and then the Yibum that she made was illegal. So again, she has to go out now. Everybody has to go out now because it's Hibek Karet, because going with the brother-in-law, that's Eshet Ach. So Eshet Ach is already Hayuf Karet. Even the rabbis will tell you that the children are going to be Mamzer. We'll see what this means. Rishon ve'acharon. There's one witness. Comes Gemara and says, Amrula. Right? The witness comes and tells her, third case. Med Ba'alech. Your husband died. Vinisit. Okay, like the first case. And we learned. She went, she got married. Ba'akach Amrula Kayam. Oh, but then they come along and say, Kayamaya. That really, indeed, he was alive, vemit, but he died later, after he got married. Tetze, vavalad rishon mamzer, vaharon eno mamzer. In this case, we can understand what rishon and aharon means, which means the first child, when she got married, since the husband was still alive, that child is going to be a mamzer. The subsequent child that she had after the witnesses came and said that what? That now he's dead, so that child is not going to be a mamzer, because the husband really is dead. That's the between Rishon and Aharon. I will explain that. Case number three. Amrula mit balich. Witness came along and said, your husband died, vinit kaddesha. She didn't get married. She just made kiddushin to another man. Then the husband surfaced. Muteret lachzor lo. She can go back. The only time we were konesa is when she made an isur. What we mean isur? Nisuin to the second guy. But if she only made kiddushin, nothing happened yet. Therefore, she's able to go back to the first husband. Afal pi shenatan la'acharon get. And even if, let's say, the second husband gives her a get, that get is worthless. She doesn't need a get. She was a married lady. Does a married lady need a get when she made kiddushin to somebody else? No. Lo pasla min ha-keuna. She won't even pesula to the keuna, which is if her husband was a kohen, she can go back to the first guy. She's fine. We only necessitated a get in a case where there was nisuin. Then already we need get mizeh ve get mizeh. Etzeh darash Rabbi Elazar ben Matyah. Rabbi Elazar ben Matyah was doresh this. What he said the pasuk ve isha girusha mi isha. Right, the pasuk says, and a man, oh sorry, and a lady girusha mi isha, that is divorced from a man. So she's going to be asur to the kiuna. So he's doresh ve lo mi ish she'eno isha, which means she only becomes pesula from a divorce to somebody that's considered her husband, but not to someone that's not considered ishela. This second guy is not her husband. It's not ishela because she's really married to the first guy because he was alive. So therefore, she's not considered a girusha. She's girusha doesn't mean she's got a divorce paper in her hand. She's got to be divorced from a husband. This is not ishela. Isha girusha mi isha. It's got to be ish shela. This is not ish shela. Now comes the Gemara and begins to analyze. My rishon umay acharon. Okay, what do we say in the Mishnah? In the first case, we said that you had the witness come along and say that what mit baalech vaka mit benech. Right, they said first your husband died, then your son died. So what did she do? She got married. What was I tell the opposite? Oh, you were subject to yibum. So what did we say in that case over there? The child that the guy that she went with, now the children are going to be mamzerim. The first one and the second one. So comes the Gemara and says, "My rishon or my acharon." What does it mean, rishon and acharon? Ide mar rishon lifnei shemua. Ve'acharon le'achar shemua, which means if you tell me that you're talking about over here, that it's one is before she heard the news and one is after she heard the news, which means now that she heard the right report, right, and she went again with this guy. I'm telling you, the second kid's also a mamzer. Litany avodat mamzer. You just can say avodat mamzer. You don't have to tell me the first one, the second one. You just know that from this relationship over the children is the children of mamzer. We have to say Rishon, Aharon. So you know, mishum dekabeid limitni sefa. Because in the sefa, I needed to discuss Rishon and Aharon. So therefore, I said the words Rishon and Aharon in the nesha. What's the sefa? Amrula met malech v'nisit. They told her met malech and she got married. Ba'akach amar le. Kayama ya umit. Then they go, no. He was really alive when he got married, but now he's dead. Oh, then already is enough coming up to Nishon and Aharon. Harishon Mamzer. Because really the guy was still alive. Aharon Enu Mamzer. So since in that case there is a difference between Nishon and Aharon, Tanana Meresha. So the Resha also we gave the same look what we said, Rishon ve Aharon Mamzer. Tanu Banan, Zu Devre Rabbi Akiva. This Mishnah must be going like Rabbi Akiva. Because in a case where a lady was supposed to make Yibum and she went up getting married to somebody else, that's Isur, love. And we're saying that the children are Mamzerim. So that must be Rabbi Akiva, Shita, that says that this Mamzerim from Chibeh Lavin. So it was Zuz Rabbi Akiva, Shaya Omer, and Kedushin Tofsin be Chibeh Lavin. What's the logic? Because he holds that in Chibeh Lavin, the Kedushin is not Tofes. And since the Kedushin is not Tofes, what happens? The child is going to be Mamzer. But Hachemim Omrim, and Mamzer, Yibama. But the rabbi said there's no Mamzer from Yibama. Meaning from this case over here, which is only Isulav. So the Gemara says, Venema, and Mamzer, Mechibeh Lavin. Why did the Hachemim say this Shita in a very limited way? They said there's no Mamzer from Yibama. That a Yibama goes gets married to somebody else. Just say in Mamzer Mechibeh Lavin. Say the general principle. Kibra said no. Hay Tana, Hach Tana Rabbi Akivahu. This Tana is really the Tana of the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Akiva that says what? The Amar Mechibeh Lavin Dish'er Havi Mamzer. Because there's a Shita of Rabbi Akiva, of a rabbi, the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Akiva that says that really there is certain Lavin that will bring Mamzer. A Lav of She'er. Which is if a person goes with a relative, then already, even though it's Yisud Lav, in that case over there, for example, what's the case of Yisud Lav? Anusat Abiv. Let's say the father raped somebody, and the child went with Anusat Abiv. That's Yisud Lav. In that case over there, this Tana will hold Mamzer. He just holds on Yisud Lav Shelo She'er, regular Yisud Lavs, like the case of Yibama, which is too laughed at to go to somebody else. In that case, there's not going to be Mamzerim. So how do you teach me this? By saying, in Mamzer bi Yibama. Implying that there's going to be Mamzer in another type of Hibel Avin of She'er. That's why that Tana said it the way he did. And therefore he says like this. I'm reading two lines to the bottom. Hach Tana, Hach Tana Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Mechibel Lavin de She'er, Avi Mamzer. Mechibel Lavin Giride, but from Stam Mechibel Lavin of non She'er, no Avi Mamzer. Good. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Amar Rav. The name of Rav. Minayin She'en Kedushin Tofsin Biyibama. Oh, question. How do you know that Kiddushin is not Tofes in Yibama? What does that mean? Yibama was supposed to make Yibum. Instead of making Yibum, she went, she got married to somebody else. So Rav wants to say, Kiddushin is not Tofes. It's not Chal. Again, she was supposed to make Yibum. Instead of making the Yibum, she went, she got married to a outsider. The guy said, Hare'at, Mekudeshet, Li. Rav says, nothing. The Kiddushin is not Chal. There's no marriage over here. How do you know that? She Kiddushin Tofsin B'Yibama, Shnei Emar, Lo Tiye Eshetamet Ahutza L'Ishzar. Which means, Eshetamet, the widow, should not go to an Ishzar, to a stranger. She has to fulfill Yibum. So the fact says, Lo Tiye, he learns like this, Lo Tehe Ba Havaya L'Zar. Which means it's not going to be Loti is like a Lashon Kiddushin. The Kiddushin is not going to be Hal if she goes with a Zar. So he's learning the Pasuk. The Pasuk is giving you a fact. Loti, which means it's not going to go. The Kiddushin is not going to be Hal if she goes to a Zar. That's Shita of Rav. Ushmael Amar Ba'ani Yutenu. He says like the Fi'an Yudati, according to my humble opinion, Siricha Get. She needs a Get. Why? Mesaf kelel l'Shmuel. Because she wanted a safek how to learn this pasuk. Hay lo tiye eshet amet. I lelav hu de'ata. I de'lo tafse ba kiddushin hu de'ata. Which means, there's two ways I can learn this pasuk. Lo tiye eshet amet. Chutza. Ahutza the Isar. I can learn like this. Maybe one person, maybe it's just teaching me what? Talotase. She's not allowed to go and marry somebody else before she feels Yibum. But if she goes, she's married. All the stuff she's not allowed to do, it's a laugh. Well, maybe it's telling me no. It's telling me a fact. Lotihyeh. It's not going to work. Which means if she goes to a Zar, Lotihyeh. The Havaya is not going to be Tofes. So since he has a Sefik, how to learn the Pasuk? She's going to need a get Misefik. So we have a fantastic machloket over here now. Between Rav and Shmuel, in a case where a lady was supposed to make Yibum, she didn't. She went to a Izar. Rav says, you don't need a get, you don't need nothing. Just go back. According to Shmuel, no. Kedushi might be Tofes over, you need a get Misefik. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar le Rav Mori bar Rachel Rav Asher. Hachi Amar Amemor Halakha Kevate de Shmuel. That the Halakha follows Shmuel. And even though you follow Rav Be'esure, he's telling me that in this case over here, it's an exception, you follow Shmuel, that what? Need a get. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Asher. Rav Asher comes along and says, Hashta de Amar Amemor Ilchita Kevate de Shmuel. And that already tell me that if she goes to a Izar, she needs a get. Now we give you some scenarios that come out. Halakha. Imaya Yibama Kohen. If let's say the Yavam was a Kohen. Right? The man that was going to fulfill Yibum, the Yavam is a Kohen. She, Yavam Shela. Her Yavam was a Kohen. She went and got married to somebody else. What does Shmuel say? Need a get. Wait, if you're going to get a get now, she becomes Pesulatri Yavam. So therefore, you know what he said to do in such a case? Choletz la v'shar yaleh. Let her stay married. Let the Kohen Yavam just make a chalitzata, and she can stay married. If you're going to tell her to get divorced, then already she can't do anything with this Yavam Kohen. Because she's the Asur to the divorce is Asur. So anyway, he says, since you hold, you got to make a divorce. Which is, if you didn't hold, you have to make a divorce. No problem. Just, there's nothing there. Make your boom. But she ain't care. Now that you tell me you got to make a divorce. So now already, stay married. I'll tell you, let the Kohen make a Halitza. Vishalom Yisrael. Comes again when I says, what do you mean? I'm not going to say such halakha. It gure itgar. Which means, do you want this guy to get reward? It's good, like Sakhar. You want this guy to get reward? Imken matzinu choten niskar. You're rewarding the sinner. Which means over here, the lady made a sin, this guy made a sin. They weren't supposed to get married. They get married, they make avon. So what do we're trying to accommodate them? Oh, you know, stay married. We'll just get the halitza. Adrabah, get divorced. And we're going to say, make a halitza and you can't go back. Finished. We're not going to make a choten iskar in this case over here. So comes the Gemara and says, you're right. That's not the case that we were saying. Ela imaya yibama Yisrael. If the Yavam was Yisrael, then we're going to say what? Noten la sheni get. Let the guy give the get, because we're holding like Shmuel. Ve'utra lo. And now we will become permissible to the Yavam. Which is that because the Yavam is Yisrael. So we're not worried about a divorce. So that was the Chiddush. He was just saying that in this case over here, where let's say Yavam is Yisrael, then you got to break him up. You can get a divorce and go make a Yibum or a Halitza, whatever he wants to make. So that's what he was teaching. Right, which means the point, the real Chiddush of Rav Asher's statement is, she doesn't become Asurat Riyavam. That's really the Chiddush over here. Which means even though she went with somebody else, the Chiddush is not to get divorced. That we know Shmuel says you got to get divorced. The Chiddush is that you could make a Yibum over here. Because you might have argued, listen, what, maybe it's like an Ishit Ishiz and Da. You know, when you have a lady that's married and goes with somebody else, she becomes Asur to the original husband. So you could argue and say, well, the Yavam is really like a potential husband. Right, there's a link there. So therefore, when she went with somebody else, maybe she becomes forbidden to him. Come on, Rav Asher, no. In the case of a Kohen, we're not going to do anything like that because we're not going to make a Choten Niskar. So I'm not going to tell you, you know, stay married and then just make it. I'll tell you, get divorced, you can't go back to this guy and make a Halitza to the Kohen. But I'm going to tell you, in the case where it's Yisrael, you make a Yibum. Megibum, yeah, because I don't say that she becomes asura tiriyavam if she went to marry somebody else. But we do it like whether she will need a get. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Gidal, Amar Rav Hiya Bar Yosef, Amar Rav, Yevama Kedushin Enba, Nisuin Yeshba. Makes a very cryptic statement. Yevama Kedushin Enna, like Rav. There's no kiddushin. You don't need a get if, the, let's say, she ever went to marry somebody else. You don't need a kiddushin. But nisuin yeshba. But she has nisuin. Let's say if she went along and they didn't do kiddushin, they made a straight to nisuin. Oh, straight to nisuin, they're ready. Yeshba. So the Gemara says, that she says, what do you mean yeshba? Kasal katadak lenyan get. The in niset lezar, if she made a nisuin to a zar, so now she gives the case. Let's say our case. They told her met baalich, one witness, right? She went ve'adkach benich, right? They told you your husband died first, and then your son. Husband died first, so therefore she wasn't subject to yibum. She went, she married another guy. Then they tell her, no, you are subject to yibum. Oh, she made a nisuin. Oh, you made a nisuin. That's another story. We only said kiddushin enba, but nisuin yes, but therefore you're going to need a
get.
Comes the Gemara and says, what are you talking? I kiddushin enba, nisuin name enba. Which means, what do you mean? Kiddushin and nisuin. Kiddushin leads to the nisuin. One thing leads to the other. If you tell me there's no kiddushin ba, how'd you get to the nisuin? So the Gemara says, right, Emma kiddushin v'nisuin enba. So his statement really was, you don't need, which means there's no kiddushin in her, and what leads after the kiddushin nisuin also is not, but she doesn't need a divorce in both cases. The Ritva says, so that's why you have to learn his original statement that he said the following way. Read it like this. Amar Rav Chaya Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yevama, kiddushin en ba, nisuin yesh ba. Read it rhetorically. I'm just saying, what do you think? If there's no kiddushin, you think there's going to be nisuin? So the Gemara thought to say that it was saying as a statement, Nisuin Yeshba. Nisuin Yeshba, what do you mean? There's no Kedushin in the Yeshba. You can say Nisuin. Really, you're right. There's no Nisuin. Kedushin is no Nisuin. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, I'll give another answer. My Nisuin Yeshba. What does Nisuin Yeshba mean? Biznut.
Oh.
That she's considered that she committed Znut. Which is a big Hadush. So the Gemara will say it like this. You're right. A lady that's supposed to make yibum, right? She went with another guy, kiddushin. No problem. No divorce. Go back to the original yavam. No question. But this opinion saying no. If she went to another guy and she made a nisuin, even though she'd never be ah. Once you make a nisuin with another guy, it's as if you went with him, and therefore you're going to be asur to the yavam. This shita's arguing we just said in the name of Rav Asher. We learned just now in the name of Rav Asher that what? Nisuin, get a get. According to Shemuel, get a get, go back. This opinion is saying differently. This opinion is saying Nisuin, it's like Znut. And we look at it like a regular Eshet Ish case, where the Yavam is like an Eshet Ish to this Yavamah, because there is a Zika between the two. There is a relationship between the Yavam and the Yavamah. So it's like they're married, so to speak. So when she goes and makes a Nisuin to somebody else, like she's considered Znut, and therefore, his statement is correct. Kiddushin enba, nisuin yeshba. To what? To osera triyabam. Like whose opinion? Ked Rav Menuna. This is Rav Menuna shita. The Amar Rav Menuna shomeret yabam shizinta asura libama. That she was mizana, she's asura balda. Now, even if she wasn't mizana, look at Rashi. Biznut. The havik is nut umitzera. Ayabam, Kerav Menuna, Verav Asher, Damale, Noten, Lashini, Get, Vutra, Lo, Let, Rav Menuna. Rav Asher that said above that she can go back, doesn't know Rav Menuna. So you have a fantastic machlokin over Rav Menuna and Rav Asher. You have to keep in mind. Does she become forbidden to the Yabam? According to Rav Asher, no. Get a divorce, go marry the Yisrael guy. According to Rav Menuna, no. From Kiddushin, no problem. But Nisuin Yeshba. That's already committed. It's considered like znut, and if she cannot go back, comes Gibran and says, "V'ibaretema." Third answer, "Le'olam keda amran meikara," which means really, I'll tell you like we said originally, "Kedushin en ba nisuin yeshba." I'm going to tell you, you know, when the lady, the Yevama, goes and marries somebody else, like in this case, we have the Edehad case, and they messed up, they said, you're not subject to Yibum, right? And she, when she married somebody else, they told you are subject to Yibum. So I'm going to tell you, Kiddushin end, I mean, you don't need a get from Kiddushin. However, I'm going to say from Nisuin, you need a get. Not that she's going to become forbidden to the Yevam, but from Nisuin, you need a get. Ah, but we said, what do you mean? If you don't need one from Kiddushin, what should you need from... Yes. Only Nisuin. So the Gemara says, "The mechlefa biisha shalach bala lemedinat hayam." It's a gezerah. Because there is a case where you need a get. What's the case where you need a get? In a regular case where the lady's husband went to medinat hayam, one witness came along and said, "Met balech," and she got married. What's the deal in that case when the husband surfaces? You need a get. So therefore, I'm going to say, you know what? In the case of the mistaken Yibum, when she got married, I'm going to say you need a get also from the Nisuin. Because if you don't get a get from this type of Nisuin, when there was an Edehad situation, the people are going to say, oh, just like in this case, you don't need a get. So in a regular case of Edehad, the Bet Malik, and she got married to somebody else, and they serve, they'll say, you also don't need a get. So it's a Gezerah after the regular case of Edehad. So I review to you now the three answers. What does it mean? Kedushin enba, nisuin yeshba. The first answer is, it means kedushin enba, nisuin enba. Nothing. You don't need to get that from the kedushin, not from the nisuin. I don't need to quote that, that was rhetorical. Kedushin enba, nisuin yeshba. Of course not. You don't need to get from either. Second interpretation is no. Kedushin enba, meaning she'll be permissible to go back to the Yavam. Once there's Nisuin, Yeshba, she's forbidden to go back to the Yavam according to Rav Menunaz Shita, that says it's considered like Zlut. That if she was Mezaneh, she's forbidden to go back. And once there's Nisuin, it's like she was like Mezaneh, then she can't go back. Third interpretation, Kiddushin Enba, which means she doesn't need a get from the Kiddushin. In Nisuin, Yeshba, she needs a get from Nisuin. Why? Marit Ayin. What's the Marit Ayin? Okay, Zerah, I should say. If you don't give her a get in this case, what's the case? It's an Edehad case. Edehad told her, you're not subject to Yibum. When she got married. Then they come back and say, no, we made a mistake, you are subject to Yibum. Oh, so if there was Nisuin, I'm going to say, you know what? Give a get before you go back. Go back. Go back. No problem. I'm not going to go like a minute or not. Go back. But what? You need a get. What do I need a get for? I thought there's no get. In a regular case of an Edehad that lets the lady go get married, in that case, when the husband services them in a deen, the rabbi said, you need a get. So therefore, when the Yibum case, we'll say, take a get from the Nisuin after the regular case. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Yanai, Mahabura Nimnu Vegamru, with the group of rabbis. The group of rabbis, Mahabura, they got together, and they voted. And what did they conclude? En Kiddushin Tofsin B'Yibama. They said Kiddushin is not Tofes in a Yibama, which is actually like the opinion of Rav. That Rav said, "En kedushin tofsin biyibama," and therefore there is no get. You don't need anything. So Amar le Rabbi Yohanan, Rabbi, lo mishnatenu hizu. What did you? What did you need a whole habura of rabbis to come along and make a vote on this? It's a befirush mishnah. You didn't need such a, you know, such a whole thing to get all the rabbis together to make such a ruling. Just read a mishnah. Why? What does the mishnah say? So it says, and what's the pshat that they voted? They learned the pasuk lo tiye esh tamesh tachutz al izar lo tiye. It will not be. The kiddushin will not be tofes. So what do you need? This? It's a mishnah. Why? What does it say? Ditnan haomer leisha. One case: a guy goes to a lady. Hare at mikudeshet li leachar sheit kayir. He was a goy. He said, "You'll be married to me after I convert." Or he's a Jew and he tells her after you convert. He's an Eved. He says, after I become free. Or she's a Shefcha, after you become free. He comes along and says, I'm Mekodesh to you after your husband
dies.
Right? Or after your sister dies. Because let's say it's considered a hot ishto. So he cannot marry a hot ishto. So therefore, he says, when his wife dies, then I'll marry you. He's married to this lady's sister. So he says, when your sister dies, I'll marry you. He says, when my wife dies, then I'll marry you. Lachash tamut achotech. There's the case we need. Let's say he says, I'll be married to you after the Yavam makes chalitza to you. He's already, he's getting on the line. Listen, after already he makes chalitza to you, I'll marry you. In all these cases, what's the rule? Ena mikudeshet. No kiddushin. Now, the logic we're assuming over here why it's no kiddushin is because since at the time that they made this agreement, since it cannot be hal at the time that they made the agreement, it cannot be hal. Oh, so what do you see over here? One of the cases was that the main case you have to analyze is hare at mekudeshet li, on the condition that the Yavam will make halitza to you. If you're going to go according to the logic that says that what? That at this time over here, the kiddushin cannot be a kiddushin. Which is, if let's say she went out to this guy before she made halitza. If you hold that what? In kiddushat kiddushin, that's why we understand the deen of the Mishnah. In a mikudesh, because he said the condition at a time that the kiddushin cannot be hal. Because if let's say right now, before she made halitza, she went with this guy. Must be the Mishnah is telling us what? In Kiddushav, Kiddushim. So therefore, what happened when Rabbi Yochanan heard that Rabbi Yanai said, Haburan nimnu vegamnu, that if a lady goes before Halitza Yibum and makes a Kiddushim to somebody else, in Kiddushav, Kiddushim. What is it? It's a Mefirush Mishnah. The Mishnah said in one of the cases, if a guy says, Areat mekudeshetli, lehar she tahlots, enam kiddushim. And we understand the logic, because since right now, it cannot be hal, because kiddushim enam kiddushim, that's why it doesn't work. So it's a Mefirush Mishnah. So he comes back and says, Amar leh, son of Yanai tells him, ilav de dalai lach haspa, if I didn't pick up the shards of clay, mi maskahat marganita tuteh, would you have found the pearl underneath it? Which means, I know that Mishnah, but if I didn't set you up and tell you the law, you wouldn't have learned the Mishnah correctly. Because you could have learned the Mishnah differently. Why? Look at Nashi. Mi mashkahat marganita, ilav da amri lach lo havit masik adatech de ta'ama mishum de lo tafsi ba kiddushin hashta. Hu ela de en adam makne davar shlo ba le'olam. Ve'afilu yesh biyado la'asot akshav. You could learn the Mishnah differently. I could learn the Mishnah, I would say like this, you know what? Really the Kiddushin is hal. But you know why the Kiddushin, really if they would have got married right now technically, I could have argued there is Kiddushin. So why does the Mishnah say Ena Mekudeshet? Because another law. En Adam Makneh Davar Shelo Ba La'olam. There's a rule that says you cannot acquire something that did not yet come to the world. So this guy's coming and saying, I'm going to be Mekudeshet to you after the halitza, it didn't manifest yet. That's a different mechanics. Which means, just like saying, I'll be married to you after I convert. It's lo ba le'olam yet. It's something that did not come through. You cannot make a kinyan. You want to make a kinyan now, right? You cannot make an acquisition yet on something that did not exist yet. It's like you're buying something that wasn't created yet. Oh, so you would have thought that's the reason of the Mishnah. That's why I had to come and tell you, en kiddushav kiddushin. Because now it's not the explanation of the Mishnah because of Lo Ba'al Le'olam. You know what the reason why? Because bottom line, in this case over here, if you would have done it right now, it wouldn't work. So therefore, if it doesn't work in the present, it's not going to work based on its condition. So he says, you're telling me, what did you have to say your statement for? Because of my statement, I revealed to you the pearl. Now you know how to learn the Mishnah. That the reason the Mishnah is because of the Kiddushim is not tofes in the present. Because you could have learned, maybe the Kiddushim is tofes in the present. It's just davar shelo ba'al ha'olam. You can't make a kinyan on a future that didn't come yet. No, really, even if you want to say, you would be able to make a kinyan on davar shelo ba'al ha'olam. But since in the present, the Kiddushin is not tofes, that's why it's not hal the Kiddushin.